Rav Yai Khan. Makor HaSimcha B'Rosh Hashanah. Of sorts, I suppose.
Okay, can you close the door?
Okay, I want to discuss Rosh Hashanah. Last week I gave a share about Rosh Hashanah, about Kios of Seder HaBrachos. It was more of a share than a Sikha. I want to discuss today probably the most difficult problem of Rosh Hashanah, philosophically, experientially, and that's the inner contradiction that one has in Rosh Hashanah itself. On the one hand, it's Yom HaDin. The Gemara in Erechin asks why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. After all, it has Kedushas Hayom, and it says because it's a time when Sifrei Chaim Meisim Suchim Lefanav, and we're going to say Hallel. In other words, it's not Hallel is not Shayach. We're being judged on that day. And on the other hand, our experience of Rosh Hashanah is not only a day of fear and trepidation of being judged, but we have to have Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, we have to have meals on Rosh Hashanah, and the source of that Simcha is not at all clear. So, as I said, it's a problem experientially. How does one juggle those two different experiences? But it's also a problem philosophically. How do we understand the day? What is Rosh Hashanah? Is it a Yom HaDin or something else? And if it's a Yom HaDin, so why would somebody on Yom HaDin celebrate? So let's begin with the psukim that deal with Rosh Hashanah. What I want to focus on specifically is the psukim in Bamidbar that discuss the musafim, the karbanos that we do on Rosh Hashanah. V'achor shashvi v'achad l'chodesh v'parkorish yelachem kom lechta v'da lo tasu yom tuha yelachem v'asitem ola l'reach nihoach l'ashem par ben bakar echad ayil echad kvasim nishna shivat trini. What you're makriv for the musaf is a par echad, ayil echad, and then shivat fasim, which is more or less standard for most musafim. What's unique about Rosh Hashanah, and what appears when comes you have two pars, one ayil, and here you have par echad, ayil echad, it's a karma that appears in Rosh Hashanah, it appears on Yom Kippur, and it appears on Shmini Atzeres. Those are the only three times that this karma, Par Echad, Ayel Echad, and Shivat Kvasim appear. The Gemara relates to this karma regarding Sukkos, because in Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres is a sharp contrast to the rest of Sukkot. On Sukkot, where Makriv was called Shivim Parei Echad, 70 Parim. It starts with, I think, 14, it goes down to 8, and about Sach HaKol, all the days, it ends up to 70. And 70 is reflective of the Shivim Umot HaOlam. Because Sukkot is a day in which the Nidon HaLamayim, not only is Yisrael Nidon HaLamayim, but the entire world is Nidon HaLamayim. And therefore Yisrael, by being Makiv, Kabbalah Sad Mitzvah, are asking for rain, not only for Eretz Yisrael, but they're asking for rain for the entire world. And therefore, through the 7 days of Sukkot, you have Shivim Parim, which are reflective of the 70 Umot HaOlam. Zechariah, when he talks about Sukkot, so he talks about the different nations, Lasid Lavo, that will have to go into the Mikdash, and if they don't come to the Mikdash, Lo Aleihem Yamayim. If Mitzrayim doesn't come, Lo Aleihem Yamayim, etc., etc. In other words, in order for rain to fall on the rest of the nations, they have to come to the Mikdash. So before the Geula, when Hayashem Melech HaKol HaAretz, the nation that's Makriv on behalf of the rest of the world is Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael is Makriv on Sukkos Shivim Parim. That's true for the first 7 days. What happens on day number 8? So the Gemara in Sukkah says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Shivim Parim Keneged, Mi Keneged Shivim Umot. Par Yechidi Lama, why on the eighth day, Shmiat Teres, they bring one par? Keneged Uma Yechida, for the one singular nation. Mashal the Melech Basavadam, Shamal Lavadav, Asuli Sudav Dola. A Melech tells his servants, make a great feast. The Yom HaChavon Amalo Avo Aseli Sudak Tanah Kadesh HaNemucha. Okay, we had this big feast, everybody was invited, it was wonderful while it lasted, let's make a small little intimate feast, and that's Shmiat Teres. In other words, the Parachad Ayel Achad, well specifically the Parachad, because that's where you have the distinction, whether it's Shnei Parim or Parachad, the Parachad Ayel Achad indicates the singular relationship, an intimate relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Okay, we understand this on Shmiat Teres, the contrast between the first 7 days of Sukkot and the eighth day. And we understand why, although it's all one general theme, nevertheless there's this distinction between the seven and the eight, which is why for some halachot, the eighth day is a continuation of the seven and it's one long holiday, and for other things it's a separate holiday. We understand why on Yom Kippur is a day that relates specifically to Am Yisrael. You know, the entire nation, the entire world, you know, is Nidon on Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur relates to a singular historic event that happens to Am Yisrael. What happened to Am Yisrael on Yom Kippur? Mark? Okay, let's assume you're right. Luchot Shniyot. Okay. Next week I'll maybe add. Okay, let's assume you're right. Luchot Shniyot are what happened on Yom Kippur. In other words, Yom Kippur is the day in which Am Yisrael achieved kapara for what? For the Chet HaEgel. And by somehow reliving or re-experiencing the kapara of the Chet HaEgel, Am Yisrael is able, through that experience, to achieve kapara l'doros as well. Okay, the kapara of Chet HaEgel was unique to Am Yisrael. The opportunity of Yom Kippur, therefore, is unique to Am Yisrael. And as I mentioned in the shiur that I gave on Slichot, the nature of kapara of Yom Kippur is, I think, caught in that word, Lifnei Hashem Tetaruch. The kapara of Yom Kippur is Lifnei Hashem. By Am Yisrael being Lifnei Hashem, Am Yisrael achieved kapara. And kapara, by definition, is being Lifnei Hashem because chet alienates man from God. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to re-accept Am Yisrael to once again be Lifnei Hashem, that by definition is kapara. The kapara of Yom Kippur is achieved through the Kohen Gadol on behalf of all Yisrael, going Lifnei Lifnim. Lifnei Lifnim is Lifnei Hashem. You have Lifnei Hashem at Sinai, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu did when he received the Luchot Shniyot. And after you leave Sinai, you have Lifnei Hashem in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So you have this idea of Yom Kippur, a unique experience between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, in which there's able to be this intimate connection of Lifnei Hashem Tetaru, which is the experience of Yom Kippur in general, and is expressed in the Avodas Yom Kippurim of the Knisah Lifnei Lifnim. Okay, so I understand why Shmiat Teres is Parachad Ayel Achad. I understand why Yom Kippur is Parachad Ayel Achad. And here we hit Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has, as opposed to every other one of Moadei Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah has no specific, unique, historical context. What happened to Am Yisrael, between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Hashanah? Was it when the world was created, when man was created? I don't know. But nothing happened to Am Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. B'chodesh HaRishon, B'chad HaChodesh, there is nothing that connects to, you know, some roots in Jewish history that's unique to Israel. The way Chazal understand Rosh Hashanah as being the day of creation of the world, when the entire world is judged, it's something which is universal. And therefore, not only do we not understand, you know, what specific role Yisrael plays, we certainly don't understand why this Chag, as opposed to all other Chagim, should be part of Chag Ayin Chag. Okay, as I said, I think, you know, this is just an introduction. You know, what exactly is uniquely Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah? Now, I think that's connected to the other question that he asked. What is the source of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? If we take a look at Pasuk in Nehemiah. Nehemiah, one of the most meaningful events of Ezra and Nehemiah took place on Rosh Hashanah. There was a public reading of the Torah on Rosh Hashanah. And after that reading of the Torah, the people started crying. And then, in response, Vayomer lahem, Ezra told the people, Lechu echlu mashmanim, Shtumam takim, v'shachum anot la'ein nachon lo, ki kadosh hayom v'adoneinu, v'al te'atzfu ki chedvat Hashem hima uskar. He told them, Nishloach menot, it's Purim, right? It's not Rosh Hashanah, it's Purim. Be happy, Nishloach menot, matanot l'avyonim, go ahead, rejoice. What was he saying? I mean, this pasuk is really pretty amazing. They were all crying. It's Rosh Hashanah, they felt the day of judgment was upon them. All of a sudden they read the Torah and they realized how much and how far they had gone and left their roots. The Torah that they had just read was totally incongruous to their lives and what they were doing. And they started crying, which should be the right experience. And instead, don't worry, go ahead, rejoice, it's wonderful. Where does that ability to turn around in the face of judgment, in the face of realizing our failings, and to go ahead and to be happy on Rosh Hashanah, where does it come from? I imagine there could be a lot of answers to this question. I want to share with you what speaks to me. Or what do I rejoice in on Rosh Hashanah? Why am I happy on Rosh Hashanah, even though I'm certainly not a tzaddik, even though I have to do a lot of tshuva and I require kapara like everybody else. But nevertheless, the simcha of Rosh Hashanah is a real concrete simcha. No, I'm not. What's it called? I'm not sadistic. What's it called?
Sadistic. What? The opposite of sadistic?
Opposite of sadistic.
Masochistic.
I'm not masochistic. Right, that was I'm not masochistic. So why am I happy that this great day of judgment comes and I'll be punished? Why am I happy? I think the answer is that Rosh Hashanah, or the reason that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah in its essence is not the Yom HaDin. That's not what it is. Yom HaDin is an expression of what Rosh Hashanah is. According to Chazal, Rosh Hashanah is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his Malchut on the world. Adon Olam Asher Malach, the Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there could be no Melech if there is no world. There are a number of different theories as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and again it's a big philosophical question, I'm not going to go into it. One of the answers that, you know, the Baal Machshava give is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shbiyal Tui Melech. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be Melech if there are no subjects. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol, he can be everything, but he cannot be a Melech without subjects. It's an absurdity. The philosophers used to ask, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a square that's round? And obviously you can, not because it limits the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it doesn't exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be a Melech if there's no law. So the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes what? Melech. The day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Melech, what do we do?
We become a body?
We crown him. According to Chabad, Leil Rosh Hashanah is called Karanat Tzinach. It's the coronation. Every year there's a coronation. Because what happened? It's not a question of what happened in Jewish history, it happened in world history. On Rosh Hashanah, God becomes Melech. And when God becomes Melech, and every year Rosh Hashanah, because the whole idea of Moadei Yisrael is that events that happen at one particular point in the year occur in some way every year, relive themselves every year. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is the idea of Malchus. Malchus, Tichonos, Shofros, the main bracha is Malchus. Where do we put Malchus? In the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Melech HaKos Makash Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron. Because the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Malchus, is expressing itself. Of course, he's Melech every day of the year. But the day that we commemorate the creation of the world, we commemorate the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Melech. And once again, therefore, we crown him as Melech and we say, long live the king. Now, coronation is a celebration. The subjects celebrate when there's a new, you British people know this, when there's a new queen or something. Hasn't happened in a while, she's pretty old. But if there would be a new queen or something, she's a little bit of Esther, of course. But there'd be, of course, you said about the old queen, but there'd be a coronation, would be, that's probably bigger than a wedding, right?
1952.
Right? That's probably bigger than a wedding, right? That would be a bigger than a wedding if you have a coronation of a new king. Coronation is a celebration. And the loyal subjects of the king, when all of a sudden you coronate the king, are overjoyed. And they celebrate and they say, long live the king. So Rosh Hashanah, which by its very nature is a day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again becomes king over the world, is a day in which we celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reign. And that, I think, is the source of the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Is there slichos here, or just the? I don't know if I'll find it. This Friday slichos. Is there Ashkenazi slichos over here on the shelf someplace? Ashkenazi slichos. It's not important, but there's a slicha in every kippah. This is exactly what I want to say. There's a gra that says, what's the difference between a melech and a moshel? Right, take a look here. I brought up a psukim. The brothers say to Yosef, Hamaloch temloch aleinu, moshel temshol banu. According to the gra, melech, you say, Umachuto baratzon kiblu alehim. Malchus is when the subjects accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, or accept the king as Melech. A moshel is somebody who controls, who rules without the consent of the people. We say, Ki Lashem Hamlucha Umoshel Bagoyim. We accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. So regarding us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech. Ki Lashem Hamlucha. However, regarding the Goyim, Umoshel Bagoyim. Because they don't accept the Malchus Hashem. Maloch Timloch Aleinu, will we accept your rule? Imashol Timshol Banu, will you rule us against our will? The brothers said to Yosef. So basically, what makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a Melech as opposed to a Moshe is when Israel accept his Malchus upon them, Umachusel Batzon Kibbol. So not only do we celebrate the Malchus, but by accepting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we actually make a Kadosh Baruch Hu into Melech. I think that heroic act on the part of Israel, that we ignore our own particular problems, we are being judged, and we say that's not what interests us now. What we want to do is we want to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. That heroic act is the source of the Rachamin Badin that the Farshim told about. I'll try to explain. First of all, where do we get B'chlal this judgment? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. But the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only political, it's also ethical. Therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his Malchus, it means he also has to judge the world. Why is the Yom Malchus also the Yom of Judgment? Because the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not political, that he controls and rules everything, but that his rule is an ethical rule, and that the people are taken to task for things that they do. And therefore, as a byproduct of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world and being Melech of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Okay? Now we're in a bind. On the one hand, we want to celebrate the Malchus, and on the other hand, we're being judged. So, are we concerned with ourselves? And we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we fast, and we say vidui. Is that what we do on Rosh Hashanah?
No.
Or on the other hand, what do we do? We don't mention Chayt at all. We mention Malchus. Melocha kolom kulok v'chodecha. V'inaseh kol aras v'mikarecha. V'pah badar gonu zecha kol yishvel tevi alasech. V'yireh kol pa'u kiyato fiyato. V'yivin kol yitzro kiyato yitzarto. But what we say time and time again, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. And that we say that we are unconcerned with what happens to us. We are thrilled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again is expressing his Malchus in the world. Even if it's here, I won't be able to find it. There's one of the slichos on Erev Yom Kippur at Machaya Otazeh. I think it's over there. One of the batim says that you know, I'm so worried about the Yom HaDin, but when I remember the Malchus V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm no longer afraid. Which basically expresses this idea. What we do is we rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, which is heroic. I believe that is exactly. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Aval hatkiya hi azikaron v'hu ha-shofar. Okay, here he's talking Kabbalah. I don't know what Kabbalah means. I can't help you that much. But he says the tkiya is the zikaron v'hu. It's a zikron tshuva. The zikron is the tkiya. Tkiya is something straight. It's something which is. Tshuva is the bechi. That's the midas adin. The tkiya is the midas rachamim. Right? The tkiya is the zikaron, and the tshuva is kishma. Zikron tshuva. Yom zikron tshuva. Uvnei shiklulam in arachamim tkiya l'fanei u'l'achareah. right? The tkiya is the rachamim. Ulefikach amar biyodei tshuva ki b'tzakaya ru ki tiferet mitzvotav. Right? You say asher am yodei tshuva, Hashem ba'or panecha ya'alecha. V'nei zeh muvar ki hakol taloi b'tshuva. Al Rosh Hashanah mityachen midat hadin manhig olamo b'yom kippur midat hachamim. Vum amram melech yoshev al kisei din. Rosh Hashanah yom din b'rachamim. Yom kippur yom rachamim b'din. Rosh Hashanah is basically yom adin, but it's rachamim b'din. You know, there's rachamim that softens that din, and Yom Kippur is a day of rachamim in which there's a din in that rachamim. But Yom Kippur is basically a day of rachamim. Right? How and with what zechus is the din of Rosh Hashanah softened? So I think that the answer is that it's softened because we blow shofar, and by blowing shofar we're Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That exactly is Ashrayam Yod Echua. What does Yod Echua mean? We know how to blow the shofar technically. We know how to make sounds in the shofar. That's Ashrayam Yod Echua. Hashem Ba'or Panecha Yalechu. What's Ba'or Panecha? Ki Ba'or Panecha Natatulam Torah Chayiv Abba Chesed. Or Panecha is the Rachman Fakrish Baruch. How do we touch upon the Midas HaRachamim? By knowing to blow the shofar, by blowing to Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. By doing that heroic act of being relatively unconcerned with our own predicament and rejoicing the Malchus of Hashem, that is, I think, how we achieve Rachman B'din. Through Chatzotzot, through the Shofar, that's how we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, I think, is that unique aspect. I said before, Rosh Hashanah is Har Echad, Ayil Echad. What's unique about Am Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah? What's unique about Am Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah is that we, on Rosh Hashanah, accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, and therefore we, as Am Yisrael, make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Melech. Machutov Ratzon Kiblalem Ki Hashem Amrucha Moshe Bogoyim. And therefore the shofar that we blow, which is our way of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also something that all of a sudden connects to the intimate relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. This the Gemara says in an interesting way. The Mishnah says that you can use a shofar from any animal except for a parah. And there's a discussion in the Gemara why the shofar of a parah is not good. Ula amar haynu tam drabanan kidrav chisra. Is because of the concept of ein kategar nasa saleva. Right? The par reminds us of the egel. The egel hazav is a kategar. Ein kategar nasa saleva. An isle is a wonderful thing. That reminds us of what? What does the isle remind us of?
Keda.
Akeda. The par reminds us of keda egel. Right? Par out, isle in. Right? That's what it says. Ein kategar nasa saleva. So the Gemara asks, on Yom Kippur, why doesn't the Kohen Gadol go with Big Day Zav? Because Zav reminds us of what? Of the Egel HaZav. And therefore, you can't go with Big Day Zav with Chayim Lufnim. If you shen kategor, nasas an egar, ay va'ika Big Day Zav b'vachutz. Outside, you can't use Big Day Zav, the Kohen Gadol. B'vifnim kam, you know, the problem being kategor in nasas an egar is only b'vifnim. So the Gemara says, "Shofar na'i b'chutzu." Where do you blow the shofar? Where do you blow the shofar?
Outside.
Thank you. Outside. So the Gemara says, "Came to the zichronu, because it's a zichron tshuva. Therefore, kibifnim dami." It was the shofar that we blow outside, goes inside into the kodesh kodashim. And it was the shofar is the intimate aspect of Rosh Hashanah. By blowing the shofar. And the Zichron Tshuva and the Imam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already creates the intimate connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel on that universal day of Rosh Hashanah. So it's true, Rosh Hashanah is the day which the whole world was created. Rosh Hashanah is the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech over the entire universe. Rosh Hashanah is the day in which the entire universe is judged by him, because being a melech is not only political but it's ethical as well. But Am Yisrael relate to that day by rejoicing, by being sameach in what? Not in the fact that we're being judged, not in the fact that we're imperfect, not in the fact that we did so many chatovah over the course of the year, but we're sameach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again is melech, and we coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we rejoice in being melech again, attaching to that day in which he becomes melech. And what we do then is we pray for the day that not only will he be melech of Israel, but vayashal melech al kol ha'aretz vayomahu yashem v'chadosh ma'achar. Our tefillos are to rejoice in our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not in our own private, unique relationship with him. And therefore, a further heroic act is not only that I celebrate as being Malchus, but I pray that he should be Malchus over kol ha'aretz and not just over Yisrael. Melech al kol ha'aretz v'kulu v'chodecha. Melech al kol ha'aretz v'kadosh Yisrael v'yom ha'zikaron. And it's that heroic act of celebrating Malchus and praying that he should melech al kol ha'aretz, and ignoring our own particular connection or our own particular problems or our own particular predicaments, by transcending that and being Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praying that he should melech al kol ha'aretz, I think that's exactly how we achieve the rachamim of the day. I think that's what the Rabban is referring to. That's the intimate connection. That's the zichron tshuah, which is kelechim dami, which goes into the kavshe kadashim. That's the par echad, ayil echad, the specific unique connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. And that's the source of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, a real simcha on Rosh Hashanah, because we're sameach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech. Al teatzru, echu mashman, shtumam tatim,
Good.